Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Full disclosure, on occasion there are times when the news cycle is so quiet that we struggle to find anything to talk about. This is not one of those weeks. In fact, there is so much going on that we hardly know where to begin. In the past 10 days, the U.S. Supreme Court has issued at least 5 major decisions that involve everything from religious liberty and free speech to Second Amendment rights to restraining out-of-control government agencies to school choice and the biggest of them all by far, the nullification of Roe v. Wade. All of the decisions were broadly written, well-grounded on constitutional principles, and best of all, decided in our favor. As a result, the left is melting down with calls to impeach justices, pack the court, and in one case, a member of Congress calling for a dissolution of the court. We had a heads up on Thursday that the Dobbs decision concerning Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban would be released on Friday. According to two sources, clerks at the court were told to be out of the building by 10 a.m. on Friday. Judges at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals were also told to work from home. This could mean only one thing. The release of the Dobbs decision was imminent. On Friday morning, we were glued to our computers as the SCOTUS blog announced the decision. At that point, we went into high gear. As our national partners analyzed the decision, we put the finishing touches on our press release. The decision was everything we'd hoped for. It was a sweeping indictment of both Roe v. Wade and Casey. It castigated the earlier court for rendering decisions that were sloppy, ungrounded, and full of factual errors. As we celebrated a long-hoped-for victory, the left howled in protest, and our phones began ringing off the hook with interview requests. Just so that you know, we do not grant interviews to everyone who asks. Over the years, we've come to know who we can trust and who we can't, and once you're on the bad list, it's hard to get off. Every member of the press gets a copy of our press release, complete with facts, quotes, and analysis. Beyond that, we do grant interviews, but only to those willing to accurately represent both sides of the debate. We're not looking for reporters who advocate. We're looking for reporters who are impartial, and they're getting harder and harder to find. Historic days like last Friday leave everyone in our office exhausted. It's a mad scramble to analyze the decision, write the release, manage the narrative, schedule the interviews, and then actually do the interviews. But in the end, it leaves us with the satisfaction that we were integrally involved in one of the most important days in our nation's history. The downside is that our work here in Montana is just beginning. Dobbs returned the regulation of abortion to the states where it rightfully belongs. Now, it's up to us to make sure that Montana joins our surrounding states in banning this heinous practice that has resulted in the deaths of over 60 million innocent children. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.